During healing prayer, we offer ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually on behalf of that for which we pray. We pray for ourselves and for others, for broken relationship, and for our broken world. Our bodies express to God the concerns for our hearts. We become living intercessions for the healing we desire and need. Jesus Christ, we hear the good news that God is like a mother hen that shelters her chicks under her warm wings.
In Jesus, we encounter a God who shields us from harm by receiving the pain and violence of the world and returning mercy, life, and resurrection.
In Jesus, we are held by a God who reaches out with healing hands, who knows our suffering and makes us whole.
Hear now these words from Psalm 91. All you sheltered by the Most High, who live in Almighty God's shadow, say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
God will free you from hunters' snares, will save you from daily deathly plague, will cover you like a nesting bird. God's wings will shelter you.
No nighttime terror shall you fear, no arrows shot by day, no plague that prowls the dark, no wasting scourge at noon.
1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but you shall live unharmed. God is sturdy armor.
You have only to open your eyes to see how the wicked are repaid. You have the Lord as refuge, have made the Most High your stronghold.
No evil shall ever touch you. No harm shall come near your home. God instructs angels to guard you wherever you go.
With their hands they support you. so your foot will not strike a stone. You will tread on lion and viper, trample tawny lion and dragon.
God says, I deliver all who cling to me. Raise the one who knows my name. Answer those who call on you. Stand with those in trouble.
These will I rescue and honor, satisfy with long life, and show my power to save. The words of life.
Thanks be to God.
Solution arising out of our prayer. God may answer our prayer with strength for action.
We recognize that healing is not confined to this or any other worship service. Relationships, ideas, nature, medicine, work, and creativity are other aspects of our lives through which God offers us healing.
Our needs for healing are various. The answers to our prayers will be various. Christ invites those who have any kind of trouble, hurt, or pain to pray for healing, including,
if you suffer in body or in spirit,
If you are hurt by relationships or confused by doubt,
if you are depressed, lonely, fearful, or longing for hope,
if you are burdened by the harm you have caused to someone else,
if you are grieving the loss of someone close to you,
if you mourn the division and injustices of our world,
there is nothing God considers too trivial or shameful.
Those who wish to receive prayer and the laying on of hands are asked to come and take a place at one of the bowls at the corner stations around the cross. All who wish to share in this ministry should watch so that no one comes up to be left kneeling alone. Rise and stand by those who kneel. If you wish to pray for pray alone, please come to one of the boxes. When you kneel, take as much time as you need. Light a candle as a sign of your prayer.
When the singing begins, you are invited to come to the cross, to Christ for healing. Come when you feel drawn.
I'll be ever thankful. In the Lord, I will rejoice. Look to God. Do not be afraid. Lift up your voices. The Lord is near. Lift up your voices. Laudate Dominum. Laudate Dominum. Omnes gentes. Alleluia.
Let us pray. God of love, you who are more powerful than all those who would harm us, give us healing for all that is past and peace for all that is to come. As we go to rest during this night, surround us with comfort and warmth and fill us with your life that is stronger than death. In Jesus' name, amen.
You may now leave quietly, or you may remain in silence for prayer. When you go, go in peace to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.